It shattered the peace and threatened years of stability. Sunday's bombing on Istiklal Street in the center of Istanbul brought back memories of a turbulent past. There is defiance. Crowds have returned. The authorities in Turkey are blaming their longtime enemy, the outlawed Kurdish group the PKK, which has denied any role. But some believe there was a political message.
This can negatively affect the upcoming elections. Terrorism will cause tension on the election process, and voters in the southeast will be intimidated. The democratic process will be taken hostage.
The southeast is Turkey's Kurdish heartland, where the state is fighting a years-long conflict with the PKK. It's also where the majority of the Kurdish population lives. Their vote will be important, if not decisive, in the presidential and parliamentary elections next June. That's why the largest pro-Kurdish political party, the HDP, is being courted, not just by the opposition. In a major break from the past, the governing AK Party met members of the country's third largest party.
For a long time now, AK Party and its partner in the alliance, MHP, have been denouncing any contact made with HDP because of their ties with the terrorist organization PKK. And, you know, they were criticizing the opposition about having implicit dialogue with this party.
Sunday's attack may make it harder to continue that dialogue as part of an election strategy. The MHP is calling for the closure of HDP, describing its members as separatists and terrorists.
The bombing has created a new political atmosphere months ahead of an election many say could be President Erdogan's toughest battle. He has lost some support. The economy is in trouble. And while the government has been proud of its campaign to eliminate what it considers the PKK's security threat at home and in neighboring Iraq and Syria, further attacks like Sunday's could undermine that.
Erdogan's critics see an opportunity for the governing party to rally nationalist support ahead of the vote. But for now, security is what is on the minds of many here. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.